Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Edgar Cayce on Soulmates and Soul Companions, Relationships Through Time by Kevin J. Todski is a spirituality and metaphysical relationships book grounded in material attributed to Edgar Cayce, the early 20th century American psychic known for trance readings. Todski, long associated with the Edgar Cayce organization, AREA, organizes themes from Cayce readings to examine what people often call soulmates, twin souls, and soul companions, rather than treating the subject as romantic wish fulfillment. The book frames close bonds as part of a larger spiritual process shaped by reincarnation, karma, and the ongoing development of the soul. It addresses common questions that seekers bring to this tradition, including why certain connections feel faded, why some relationships are difficult yet persistent, and how family ties can represent significant soul-level work. Using a blend of explanation and illustrative examples drawn from the Cayce archive and modern life, the book aims to offer both meaning and guidance for readers exploring the spiritual dimension of relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining soulmates and soul companions beyond romance. A central contribution of the book is its expanded definition of soul connections. In popular culture, a soulmate is often assumed to be one perfect romantic partner, but Todski presents the Cayce-based view that soulmates and soul companions can include spouses, friends, relatives, and even individuals who enter our lives briefly yet leave lasting impact. This broader framing helps readers interpret powerful attractions and deep recognitions without forcing every experience into a romantic storyline. It also introduces a more mature expectation. A soul-level bond does not automatically guarantee ease, compatibility, or permanence. Instead, these relationships may arise because they serve a purpose connected to growth, balancing past actions, or learning particular lessons. By decentering the idea of a flawless partner, the book encourages readers to ask different questions, such as what a relationship is teaching, what patterns repeat across time, and how love can be expressed through responsibility, patience, and conscious choice. The result is a model that treats intimacy as spiritually meaningful while remaining open to many forms of human connection. Secondly, reincarnation and relationship continuity through time. The book places relationship dynamics within a reincarnation framework commonly associated with the Cayce material. In this view, souls may meet again across multiple lifetimes, and recurring themes can reappear as familiar attractions, unexplained trust, or persistent conflict. Todski uses the idea of relationships through time to explain why certain bonds feel unusually significant and why some challenges seem bigger than the current circumstances. Importantly, the emphasis is less on proving past lives and more on the practical value of the perspective. If patterns repeat, they can be recognized and changed. The reincarnation lens also shifts the time horizon for healing. Instead of expecting one lifetime to resolve everything instantly, readers are invited to see love, forgiveness, and accountability as long-term soul tasks. This approach can reduce desperation around finding the one and can help reframe endings as part of a larger arc rather than evidence of failure. Within the genre of spiritual relationship guidance, the book stands out by making continuity and evolution across lives a primary organizing principle. Thirdly, karmic ties. Lessons and why difficult relationships persist. Todski highlights the role of karmic connections in explaining why people sometimes feel bound to relationships that are complex, demanding, or hard to leave behind emotionally. In the Cayce tradition, karma is not treated as punishment, but as an educational process that brings individuals together to balance actions, complete unfinished responsibilities, and develop spiritual qualities such as compassion and integrity. The book applies this concept to family relationships as well as romantic ones, noting that ongoing challenges with relatives can be especially significant because they provide daily opportunities to practice patience, understanding, and forgiveness. This framing offers readers a way to interpret conflict without romanticizing harm. A karmic bond may be meaningful, but it still calls for conscious choices and ethical behavior in the present. By focusing on the underlying lessons, the book encourages readers to shift from blame and fatalism toward accountability and constructive change. The karmic perspective also broadens the notion of compatibility, suggesting that growth and mutual learning may be as relevant as ease or shared interests when assessing the deeper purpose of a connection. Fourthly, universal laws of attraction and the dynamics that draw people together. Another theme is the idea that relationships are governed by spiritual principles or universal laws that influence who we meet and what we experience together. Todski, drawing on the Cayce readings, emphasizes that attraction is not only physical or psychological, but can reflect resonance in values, unresolved lessons, and shared intentions. From this standpoint, What we cultivate internally influences the kinds of relationships we magnetize. The book uses this premise to encourage self-examination rather than asking only whether another person is the right one. Readers are invited to consider how their own choices, ideals, and habits shape their relational outcomes. This is especially relevant in spiritual traditions that treat intention, character, and consciousness as causal factors in life experience. The practical implication is that relationship improvement is not limited to external strategy. It also involves inner alignment, spiritual discipline, and consistent action. Although the book is not positioned as conventional dating advice, its discussion of attraction dynamics provides a framework for understanding why certain connections form quickly, why others fade, and how purpose can coexist with free will and personal responsibility. Lastly, loneliness, longing, and using soul concepts for healing and growth. The book addresses the emotional reality that often drives interest in soulmate ideas, loneliness, and the desire to be deeply known. Totsky approaches these feelings through the case-based lens that longing can be a signal for spiritual development, not merely a problem to solve through partnership. By redefining soul connections to include many forms of companionship, the book offers readers a way to find meaning and support without reducing fulfillment to romance alone. It also suggests that inner work, such as clarifying ideals, practicing forgiveness, and cultivating spiritual connection, can change how loneliness is experienced and how relationships unfold. This emphasis can be comforting for readers who feel behind in love or who are healing from loss, because it frames their journey as part of an ongoing soul process rather than a permanent deficit. At the same time, the book encourages discernment. Spiritual language should not be used to bypass real relational issues or avoid practical responsibility. In the best sense, the soulmate framework becomes a tool for growth, helping readers approach connection, commitment, and endings with greater perspective and purpose. In conclusion, this book best serves readers who are open to metaphysical ideas and who are curious about Edgar Cayce and the worldview associated with his trance readings. It is especially relevant for those who find themselves preoccupied with the question of whether a relationship is destined, why certain people feel familiar, or why family and romantic bonds can be both loving and challenging. The primary benefit is interpretive. Totsky offers a coherent spiritual framework for understanding attraction, recurring patterns, and relationship lessons across time, helping readers reframe both joy and struggle as part of soul development. Practically, the approach encourages self-responsibility, a broader understanding of companionship, and a shift away from the fantasy of a single perfect partner toward the reality of growth-oriented connection. Compared with many modern relationship books focused on communication techniques or dating tactics, it stands out by placing relationships inside a reincarnation and karma-based narrative, and by drawing from a specific body of spiritual source material associated with Cayce. For readers aligned with that tradition, the combination of conceptual explanation and illustrative examples can deepen self-awareness and offer a hopeful, long view of love and human connection. If you would like to support Kevin J. Totsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.